So another week at Audioboo HQ comes to a close, and it's time for our weekly roundup. This week's theme is, It's Nice to Be Nice. Since it's also Adam's last week with us before he returns to Bournemouth to continue his degree, I'll be digging out some of his best pearls of wisdom to share with you. Mark and John were both back in the office after their separate trips to Egypt to go diving last week. Everyone has been working really hard on our secure payment system so we can launch the exciting new Audioboo Plus account soon. Watch this space. Mark and I headed to a central London coffee shop to meet comedy writer extraordinaire Robert Popper, who some of you may know better as Robin Cooper, author of the Time Waster letters. Clutching draft 1.14 of the script for the next season of his sitcom Friday Night Dinner, Robert wanted to hear about some of the exciting things that he could do with Audioboo. Obviously, both the script and the conversation were top secret, but you can find some of his brilliant spoof interviews at audioboo.fm/Robert Popper. Back in the office, server saviour Colin was showing off his newfound table football skills, and he might even have beaten me once or twice, but let's not dwell on that too much. Adam secured himself a new look with funky hair and brand new glasses, and Bruce struggled to understand why an Audioboo about the Clifton Suspension Bridge had caused such a traffic spike from Google. On to the nice stuff. We're wishing Pip in Australia a happy birthday after hearing an Audioboo of her classmates singing to her. We're also celebrating the arrival of Chocolate and Mugs from Entertainment News, who he helped out last week. And we're also thanking Chris from Brainpop for bringing in a limited edition t-shirt when he came to meet us. Brainpop create animated videos to help with children's education, and we had a really interesting talk about ways which Audioboo could work together with them, and maybe even create an audio channel for their main characters, Tim and Moby. I think we could be onto a really good thing. Now, it's part of my job to help people out on Twitter, at Audioboo, in case you haven't already followed us, and on the forums, to make sure you're getting the best out of the service. I don't even require you to send me chocolate for this. It was just a bonus that Philip Kritikos from Entertainment News decided he would do. Sometimes, though, I had a little bit of trouble understanding what you need. This week's support query of the week was simply this. Cannot record. Press a wrong deny button. Help! Now, I do my best to help, but come on, guys, throw me a bone. If you do have a problem and you need some help, let us know if you're talking about the website or the phone app, which browser or phone you're using, and basically put in as much detail as you can to help us help you. This week I've been enjoying some poetry, since we were mentioned on the Poetry Here and Now forum as a good place to record your poems. Given what a busy week I've had, I particularly liked Fire Monkey's poem Pieces, which describes the feeling of leaving pieces of your mind all around the house. There was also a news report which could easily have come from the spoof news show The Day Today, as BBC London's Anna Reporting described how a swarm of bees had settled on some central London traffic lights. I'll put those links on the blog at blog.audioboo.fm in case you want to hear them. And so it's time to say goodbye for another week, but before I do, there's an even more important goodbye to say. Adam Howard, more commonly known in the office as Scatty, thanks to his Twitter handle, ScattyAds, has completed his placement at Audioboo. He's worked on lots of exciting things when he's been with us, most recently developing the Friend Finder tool, which you should check out on the website if you've not already. He's a chirpy, friendly young chap, and we'll all be very sad to say goodbye. Adam has frequently made me smile since I joined the office, and I've taken to making notes of some of the funny things he says. So, in honour of Adam's last week, here are some of the gems. Upon arriving late in the office one morning, looking somewhat flustered, he exclaimed, "I thought all trains went to London Bridge." "No, Adam, sadly not." Whilst installing my new computer, "Kate, what's your favourite sausage?" "Your computer needs to be named after a sausage." On getting older, "No matter how old you are, you can still get a calculator to say boobies." When some teen hackers got caught recently, "I hate it when a 19-year-old gets arrested for something amazing. It makes me feel inadequate." We're just glad he didn't get arrested either. And finally, Adam's motto for life. "If you're not embarrassed by something you did 6 months ago, you're not moving fast enough." We just hope that he won't be embarrassed about working with us at Audioboo, even if he did miss some really simple shots in table football matches. Adam, you'll be missed. Good luck for the future. Everyone else, Keep up the good booze, and we'll see you next week.